rabbis tell us that one of the sources of our three times a day davening is the Avos. Philos Avos Tiknu. Yaakov Avinu established Mariv, Avram Avinu Shachris, and Yitzchak Mincha. And there's a hint in their names. The second letter of their names hints to what davening they established. Yaakov is the Ayin, Arvis, Erev, and Avraham is Beis, the second letter of his name, is Boker, is morning, and Yitzchak, the second letter in his name is Tzadik, is Tzaharayim, afternoon. So there's a hint in the second letters of the names of the Avos to which tefillah they established. I want to speak a little bit about these tefillos and relate it to a few different things. First of all, it says that Avraham Avinu established Shachris, and the language the Torah uses to describe his tefillah is Amida, standing up. And in fact, the Shemoneh Esrei we call the Amida, stand up to daven. And also, Avraham Avinu's Mida was the Mida of Chesed. And it says that Avraham Avinu referred to the Beis HaMikdash as a har, as a mountain. And that was his perception of the Makom HaMikdash, which is the place of prayer. So his relation to it was as a mountain. Let me explain now how to put all those things together. One aspect of tefillah, which is the idea of Shachris predominantly, is to stand before God, lamod l'shareis, and to minister to Him. And that means standing is a sign of being active, dynamic. A person stands up, he's active and dynamic. And that's one aspect of tefillah. How does tefillah work? God created a system of spiritual powers that influence the workings of this world. And those spiritual powers need an energy source. The energy source is us. Our davening, our mitzvahs, our Torah sets that system of powers into motion and brings God's influence into the world. But we're the ones who power and manipulate those spiritual powers, and that's part of the way that davening works. And that is the Midah of Chesed. Chesed, what's God's Chesed? That He created the world, yet He influences all these positive influences into the world, right? That He's the creator. The major Chesed of God is He made a creation, and that He keeps that creation going. So we, in order to emulate God, also are creators, are those that keep that system that God created going. That's also an emulation of God, of His Midah of Chesed. And that's why tefillah is called Dvarim Ha'omdim Berumo Shel Olam. They're things that stand in the highest areas of the world, meaning that the tefillah ascends to the heavens and manipulates and moves all those spiritual powers that bring influence into the world. In that respect, Avraham Avinu saw the place of prayer as a mountain. You ascend the mountain to get closer to God, as if to then make your hashpah, your influence, on that which is below. You raise yourself up in order to influence the influences on the lower world. And that's like the person who brings a sacrifice. Bringing a sacrifice also manipulates the various things in the world and feeds the various things, the powers that God created, gives them their energy. So when you make a sacrifice, that's one of the ideas of a sacrifice, is giving energy to all the different parts of the world so they'll be able to function properly. And that's why, There's three functions to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the place of prayer. One of them, the Rambam says like this, the three functions of the Beis HaMikdash are, one, it's a bayis Lashem, it's a home for God, which we'll discuss in a while what that means, to which you go three times a year, ascend three times a year, to be seen by God and to see God, not literally but conceptually. And it's the place where you make sacrifices. Those are the three functions. It serves as bayis Lashem, a habitat for God. It serves as a place to ascend three times a year to be seen and to see, and to bring sacrifices. The aspect of the mountain is climbing up the mountain to be seen by God, meaning where God, we come to God as ministering soldiers, and we come to be seen and reviewed if we're doing our job, and to see God, to see what we can do to emulate Him and be like Him, and to give the influence into the world that God wants us to give. So all of these things fit together. Avraham Avinu initiated the prayer of Shachris, the beginning of the day, where we become like God, Chesed, and we create the energy, the power to keep the world going, which is the beginning of the day, the morning. We do it by standing up in a very dynamic way and being very dynamic and powerful in our davening, creating the spiritual forces or the energy for those spiritual forces to keep the world going. And that is similar to the idea of a mountain, climbing up the mountain to be able to send your influence on what's below, getting closer to God, being His partner in showering the world with influence. And it's what's it called, the idea of Aliyah L'Regel, coming to the Beis HaMikdash to be reviewed as a soldier who's going to do God's service in what's it called, doing his work as a partner, a soldier, and being able to see how to emulate God. And that is one of the ideas of a bracha. We say Baruch Atah Hashem, that's how we start our tefillah. Baruch has one connotation of addition, adding. Tosefes v'ribui, multiplying, intensifying. It comes from the word brecha, a well, which constantly renews and strengthens itself. When we say a bracha, we say the following. Baruch Atah Hashem, you God, right, created various spiritual powers in this world to take care of the world. Like, you bring bread out of the ground. That's one of the relationships you created in the world, to bring influence into the world in the form of bread. Baruch Atah. We want that influence to be increased. We, through our davening, create the energy source to have that relationship increased. We power that energy source. That's why it says that if you don't make a bracha, it's like you're stealing. Because when you make the bracha, you're replenishing the spiritual source of bread. If you don't make the bracha, you're not replenishing anything, and you're taking from the world without giving back. That's called stealing.
Just a clarification. Did you say Hashem brings the influence?
Right. Hashem created these powers, and He gave us the ability to give the energy source to put them into motion.
So
we say bracha, we make the bracha, and we say Rabbanu Shalom, through our davening, we want you to increase the relationship you have with the various powers you created. We're putting energy into it that it should function. So that is one aspect of davening. Avram, with his midah of chesed, stood up in the morning like on a mountain and saw the aspect of Aliyah L'Regel. All of those things are interrelated. Next, Yitzchak, second aspect of davening. Yitzchak Avinu established Mincha. And the terminology the Torah uses to describe mincha is Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basode. Lasuach means to converse. But it means really to pour your heart out. It says in Tehillim, Tfila La'ani Kiyatov, the prayer of a poor person when he is overcome. V'lifnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicho, he pours his siach, pours his conversation out before God. He pours his heart out in conversation before God. So the idea of sicha is to pour your heart out before God as a poor person. Meaning, part of davening is I recognize that I am needy and I can't do it on my own. I need God to perfect me and to make up my where I'm deficient, to fill my deficiencies. And that's why it says it's not standing anymore, it's moving. Holech. Holech means you're going towards a goal, towards shleimus, towards perfection. I'm not perfect, but I'm trying to get there. So my davening is to tell God, I am missing, I'm lacking, I can't do it on my own, I need you to make up and supply my deficiencies. And it's a recognition of how poor and needy I am and how much I need the Rabbanu Shalom. That's another aspect of tefillah, to declare and to recognize that you can't do it on your own, you need God. And that's why it says Vayelech Yitzchak, what's it called, Lasuach Basade, it's walking, it's not standing, being dynamic. And that's why, where was Yitzchak walking in the field to get his shidduch, right? Because that also recognizes a person that he's deficient. He needs somebody else to perfect him. And that's the whole idea of why there's men and women and why they have to depend on each other. Neither one is a God complete. They need somebody else to complete them. And that is part of the avoda of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu's midah is avoda. Avoda means an eved. I'm a slave. I am totally dependent on God. I have nothing of my own. That's avoda. And that's why it's in the afternoon. Because a person in the afternoon thinks that he's, what's it called, wheeling and dealing and involved in making a living or whatever. That's when he has to stop, take off from his daily mundane activities and realize that he needs God. He can't do it on his own. So that's mincha. And that's why mincha is such an eis ratzon, a time of desire, because you're making that statement that I need the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's why Yitzchak recognized the Mikdash as a sada, as a field. A field shows that a person needs a framework within which to function, that he can't do it on his own. Right? If you don't have a field to plant, you won't eat. If you don't have the field, you have no place to stand. The field gives you a place to stand and a place to create the food supply that you need. Same thing, the Beis HaMikdash is the place of a medium to be able to get what you need to be able to exist, to give you a place to stand in this world and nourishment. So just like the field provides that, so too the Rabbanu Shel Olam provides that for a human being. And that is the second function of the Beis HaMikdash, a place to bring sacrifices. The sacrifice itself, we identify with the sacrifice. Before we said we identify with the one who's bringing the sacrifice. But by bringing a sacrifice, you identify with the sacrifice itself. The sacrifice is something that you totally negate and subjugate to God. I'm like the sacrifice, and that was what Yitzchak was. Yitzchak was the sacrifice. Avraham was the sacrificer, but Yitzchak was the sacrifice. So this aspect of prayer is not dynamic. It's a more passive idea. I'm recognizing the fact that I need God. Davening is a statement of fact. God, I need you. And in that respect, the word Baruch has a different meaning. Baruch comes from the word Berech, which is a knee. And we bend our knees when we start our Shemona Esrei, as if to say, God, without you, I don't have a leg to stand on. I can't support myself. I bend my knee. I don't have a leg to stand on. Baruch, you, God, are the source of blessing, not me. I can't support myself. Ata, you, not me. And then we bend our body over in total submission. But when we say God's name, then we stand up. Why? Because with you, I can stand. With you, I'm okay. Without you, I'm nothing. I have no leg to stand on, and I'm really non-existent. But with you, I have the power. So Baruch also symbolizes this aspect of davening, where I admit and make a statement, I need the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's, I pour out my sicha, I pour out my heart in conversation before God, and tell him, I need you. Right? I'm reaching out to God with my heart. That's a second aspect of davening. And that is, it corresponds to, again, the midah of Yitzchak of Avoda. Avoda means being a servant, totally subjugated to God. Gvura, strength of recognizing my limitations. Right? I'm not all that dynamic. I have to be mechamtzim, I have to put myself within a limitations. I have my limitations, that's gevura, that's Yitzchak. And that's mincha time, when I could fool myself into thinking that I'm the wheeler and dealer and I'm involved in my mundane pursuits. I stop all of that and realize all of that is meaningless if God doesn't back it up. And that's why it's compared to a sodeh, to a field, because the field gives me a place to stand, the field gives me a medium for growth, for food, whatever. I need that field, I can't do it without it. And that is the aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, of making sacrifices, where you identify with the sacrifice that's totally subjugated to God. Okay, next comes Maariv. Yaakov Avinu instituted Maariv. And the language, the terminology the Torah uses for Maariv is Pegiyah, Vayifga Bamakom. Pegiyah means to beg, to ask, to constantly push to get what you want. Altifki Ibili Azveich, Rus, told Naomi, don't push me to leave you. Don't entreat me to leave you. Let me go with you. Okay, so Pegiyah means to ask incessantly, to entreat, to push for what you need. And this is at night, when things are not all that good, when night is symbolic of times of misfortune. Yaakov Avinu was in an Eis Tzara, running away from Esav in the middle of the field, didn't know where his support's going to come from, and he had to ask God for clothing, for food, for shelter, for protection. All of that is the tefillah of Maariv in a time of darkness, when things aren't going well, where you have to entreat God and beg him to provide what you need. And therefore, by Maariv, instead of like Shacharis, where Avraham was standing up, dynamic, Yitzchak was walking towards perfection, Yaakov is lying down, totally unable to do, but only to ask God, and God's the one standing. Hashem Nitzav Alav, God's standing over him. God's the one now to grant the what you're asking him for. He's the dynamic one. You're the one who is passive and needs to ask and to be given. And that's why the Yaakov Avinu saw the Mekom HaMikdash as a house, a bayis. Bayis means that there's a bala boss, there is a owner, and what's it called, the person who takes care of the house. and he can provide you with your needs, and you can ask him for it. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, I think Reb Shimon Shkop said this, or Reb Baruch Ben Leibowitz, I'm not sure which one. One of them said that Moshe Rabbeinu says to God, where am I going to get when they ask for meat? Where do I get meat to feed all these people? Did I give birth to them? Did I have to provide them with food? So he said, you see from here that if you did give birth to these people, then you're responsible to make sure that they have everything they need. That's your responsibility. He said, I didn't give birth to them. Why should I be responsible? But if I would have given birth to them, I would be responsible. So God is the Bala boss. He's master of the house. This is his habitat. And therefore you can ask him, you can beg him to provide your needs. This is the third aspect of tefillah. We'll see, we're going to summarize it. We'll see how they all work together. So that's why he saw it as a house. A house provides shelter, support, and you can demand from the Bala boss, the father, right, and mother, to provide your needs. So he saw the Beis HaMikdash as the home of God, where I can ask, right, God to provide my needs. And that's why it says, Vayivka b'makom. Makom means that God is the place of the world, and God's not in the world. Since he's the place of the world, he can provide everything the world needs. That's why when we comfort a mourner, we say, Hamakom yinachem eschem. Since God is the, basically the world exists within God, so he's the one who makes everything happen, then there must be a reason for what happened, and that can comfort you. It's not just an accident. But God is the one who orchestrates everything, must be for a good reason that this tragedy happened. And that's why Yaakov Avinu saw a ladder with angels coming up and down. The ladder represents this idea of God sending his angels to protect you, to provide for you. That is the ladder on which God sends his and fulfills your request. You send your requests up the ladder, and God sends his angels down the ladder to, what's it called, to provide you with what you're asking and to protect you. And that's why it was at night, because night is a time of tzara. Night is a time when things aren't going the right way, and I need God to provide me with what I'm missing. And that's why those are the three foundations of what davening is all about. One is creating and manipulating the spiritual powers in the world through my words that I say that help to give the energy source to the system that God created. That's one aspect of davening. Second aspect of davening is recognizing how much I can't do it on my own, really, how much I need God, and that I'm not the one who's running the world. God just gave me the power to do this, but without his power, I can't do it altogether. So I need him. So davening is an expression of my need for God. And thirdly, it's to ask him to provide those needs. And those are the three aspects of tefillah. One is the idea of brachos. Like we said, bracha is to increase the influence in the world and create that spiritual energy that's needed to run the system that God made. That's bracha. Then there's shevach. I praise God and recognize who he is and who I am compared to him, how much I need him and how much he can provide for me that I can't provide for myself. And then there's bakasha, asking. That's the next part of tefillah. Those are the three parts of tefillah. Brachas, shevach, bakasha. Those are the three things. And that's why it also represents b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, your yetzerah tov, your yetzer hara. You are the one who's dynamic, who is manipulating the powers of the world that God created. That's levavcha, your heart. B'chol nafshecha, even if he takes your nefesh, you have to be totally subservient to God, subjugated. And negate yourself to God. Realize that you need him. You can't do it on your own. And b'chol ma'odecha is with every midah, whatever God meets out to you. And you're asking for the kalim, the wherewithal, and the utensils and the means to be able to replenish your what you're missing. Those are the three things. Levavcha represents serving God with your heart, where you're the one who's dynamic, with your soul, where you're the one who is totally subservient, and with your ma'od, with whatever God will give you, to ask Him to give you so you can fill your deficiencies. Now, why it says that Tefillah of Ma'ariv, hold on, the Tefillah of Ma'ariv is only a reshus. The first two you must have it. The last one, we paskin, is only voluntary. Even though the minig has become to daven ma'ariv, and you can't just not daven ma'ariv, a man. But that's why women don't daven ma'ariv, because ultimately ma'ariv is only voluntary. Men accepted it as a minig to do it. And you can't be mevatel unless there's a good reason. But it's not the same as the first two. So women were never makabel, so that by them it's only voluntary. So in any case, why? Because Yaakov Avinu is the Midah of Torah. With Torah, you can also get from God, you can connect into God and get what you need from the Torah. Torah is the MS, the Torah is gives you emuna to deal within the framework that God gave you and to ask that God give you the framework that you feel you need. That's bakasha, that's asking. Asking means I ask God to provide what I think I need, but I'm willing to accept the fact that if He doesn't think I need that, that I can function within the framework He gives me. You can get that from Torah. In fact, you can get all of the tefillah from Torah. That's why it says somebody who's learns Torah without any break doesn't have to daven. We don't have people on that level anymore. So we daven, because we have plenty of time to be free from Torah during the day. But somebody like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who when he's in the cave, did nothing else but learn Torah, he didn't have to daven. Because you can accomplish with learning Torah what you can accomplish with davening. But at night, which is the main time for learning Torah Shebaal Peh, there a person really could accomplish this bakasha, this aspect of tefillah, of asking God to fulfill your needs. You could do that through Torah. But not everybody can do it. So therefore, it says, for 14 years, Yaakov Avinu didn't sleep. But this night he slept in order to create the tefillah, bakasha, right, for those people who can't do it through learning Torah. And that is the, what's it called, the reason why the Sulam that he saw combined two different mountains. On the one hand, the Sulam was Har HaMoriah, the place of Tefillah, the Akedah. It was also Har Sinai. Sulam in Gematria, without a Vav, is Sinai, Torah. You can either reach it through Torah, or you can reach it through Tefillah. And therefore, at night, for those who can't do it through Torah, there's an optional tefillah. But if you can do it through Torah, you don't need that ma'ariv. And that's why the sulam that represents this idea of the tefillah of bakasha, sending up your request, that malach who makes the request, and God sending down the malach to fulfill your request on that ladder, the word sulam with a vav is 136 in Gematria.
Which word?
What? Sulam. The ladder. And the number 136 equals the following. In the Machzor on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say, Tshuva, Tfila, Utsdaka, Mavirin, Esroa, Agzera. Above those words in the Machzor, usually, are three other words. Kol, above Tfila. Tzom, above Tshuva. And mammon, above tzedakah. What do those little words have in common? They all equal 136. Sulam. Those are the ladders. The ladders to get your request is daven and ask, kol, sound, voice, tzedakah, mammon, that's the tools that God will give you to be able to fulfill what you're asking for. You're asking for the tools to serve him. So the tools are the mamon. And the tzom is sometimes God doesn't give you those tools, and he expects you to function within the framework that he gave you without giving you those tools that you think you need. So that tzom means to hold yourself back to what's it called, to fit within a framework that God gives you. And those 336, if you multiply them by 3, equal 408. 408 equals the word zos. It says, Bezos yavo Aaron el HaKodesh. Right? On Yom Kippur, he went into the Holy of Holies with zos, with those three things. The kol, and that's where he went to ask for the Jewish people for the year. The bakasha, right, is zos, kol, mamon, tzom. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. And there's another part to this. It says, Ish ba'ar lo yeda. A fool doesn't understand this. Uksil, a fool lo yaven es zos. He doesn't understand this zos. What does it mean? The word ba'ar, which means a fool, is 272. That's twice 136. Some people say, all you have to do is give tzedakah and daven, but you don't have to do tshuva. That's a fool. If you only have twice 136, the 207, you're a bar. And you don't understand Zos, the 408, that you need the third thing, which is tshuva also. Hold on one second. So that is the three tefillos. And Yaakov Avinu's tefillah is optional because you can accomplish the same thing with Torah. And that is the sulam. That's the ladder that Yaakov saw that contains these three things and is also a combination between Sinai and Har HaMoriah. And if you look at the newspapers, right, we need a lot of tefillos. We need to connect ourselves into the avos. We learn the substance of tefillah from the avos. But the form of tefillah we learn from the imahos, how they daven, how Rachel davened, how Rivka davened, and specifically we learn how to daven from Chana. From women teach us how to daven, men teach us when to daven. The form is women and the substance is men. I think that's what it is, maybe it's the other way around. But in any case, so if you want to be able to deal with the current situation and all the threats that are in the world, whether they're spiritual threats or physical threats or whatever, we have to use all of these three aspects of tefillah, both the putting in that spiritual power into the world, being dynamic, and recognizing the fact that we are totally dependent on God and asking for what we need. If you ask with the right kavanah, whatever, the Rabban Shalom will either provide it or let you know that you don't need it and you'll be able to function without it. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I'll give you a first. Okay.
The first thing was Tzadik Vavmeh. The Dakha Kol and holding back. What's holding back in Hebrew?
Tzom. It's fasting.
Oh, Tzom. And about prayer. So a woman's not obligated to do Minchan and Shachar, she's obligated to do just one.
A woman, there's a shaila what a woman's obligated. Uh-huh. Some say a woman is obligated only with the Torah tefillah. Torah tefillah is once a day saying, God, you're great, I need you, right, help me, and that's it, and thank you. That's Torah davening. Some say that that's all a woman is required to do. She's not required to daven the rabbinic davening, not shachris, not mincha, not mari. Others hold that a woman who has the time has to daven the rabbinic davening, at least shachris and mincha. But like we said, mariv is optional even for men, but men have made it a custom to make it obligatory. Women never made that custom, so they daven shachris and mincha.
So if a woman doesn't do this, then how is she meant to build this framework?
The bakasha. Could be that a woman's role in what's it called, creating that home. Where
right.
is this davening of Bakasha in the home? So she creates the home. She doesn't, and she has plenty of Bakashas to make that home. What's it called? She doesn't need a formal davening for Bakasha. She's doing it all day. Yeah.
What is the
what?
You said the Rachel Leah and
right.
Rachel Leah, and also were part of teaching us how to daven.
Right. No, they davened. It says they davened for children or whatever. So we see that the imahos also daven, but we learn the form of davening from Chana, and the substance of davening we learn from the avos. This idea, so we write this down. Okay, I hope I get something to anybody. Yes.
It's two questions. First of all, I feel like I need to hear this again. I see you recorded it.
Yeah, it's going to be on that website.
Okay, great. And the second question I had, you had mentioned the Sulam and the ladder about the angels that take our tefillahs and bring them up to Hashem.
Right.
Is that always how our tefillahs are brought? I mean, because you had mentioned tefillahs and how they influence the system that Hashem created,
right.
why we're bringing in that energy.
Right.
So are the angels always carrying the carriers, the vessels for
no.
that?
No, in one aspect, our tefillahs affect these spiritual powers directly.
Okay.
But when it comes to asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the aspect of tefillah of asking, not doing, asking, they're the angels are the ones that bring those bakashas before God, and then they are given the power to come back and to fulfill those makoshes.
Okay, thank you.
Two different aspects of tefillah.